We continue our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. We're joined this morning by Ron Peterson, President and CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Sonny. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's start with you. Do you have an update on those latest statewide numbers?
I do. You know, the total cumulative cases in the state is up to 88,071 now. 99 of those patients are on ventilators, but I want to reassure the public there's still 1,175 open hospital beds and 122 open ICU beds and 719 open ventilators on a statewide basis. So, you know, we want to make sure that we try to keep those numbers down as much as possible, but we still have capacity. So I just want to reassure the public of that there is capacity here. And unfortunately, at this point in time, we've had 1,469 deaths in the state of Arkansas due to COVID. In Baxter County, we have a total cumulative cases of 411. We have 52 active cases right now, and that's down. And if you look at the six-county area, we're kind of down the last couple days. We might be up from last week, but the last couple days we're down, so that's good. And we've had, in Baxter County, a total of two deaths. Two people have died who have residents here in Baxter County. If you look at what we're doing as a system, Baxter Regional, we have tested a total testing of 6,733 individuals. We found 278 total positives. We have had 47 COVID admissions to the hospital. I think at any one time our high has been 10. Currently, we have 9 individuals in the hospital with COVID. 5 are in our ICU and 4 are outside of our ICU. We do have 1 COVID patient on a ventilator. And unfortunately, so far we have had 11 deaths here at the hospital due to COVID. We have had a total of 38 employees who have tested positive for COVID, cumulative. Currently, we have 4. And, of course, all 4 of those employees are in isolation now with that. And I just want to say that none of our employees and nobody that we are aware of has received any transmission from any patients.
That is good news. Stephanie, how's the hospital doing now on the testing supplies and PPE?
Well, we're doing better now than we've ever done, but, of course, we can't let our guard down. This is something we continue to watch on a daily basis, and we get reports on both testing supplies and personal protective equipment. And I also want to say we just received our 5th piece of testing equipment, and so this is great news. Our lab is working hard to get that up and running and all the stuff validated so that we can do what we need to do there. And that's also going to help with making sure that we have enough testing supplies to test whoever we need to test.
Well, shifting gears a little bit, should people still get a flu shot this year if they are social distancing and wearing a mask? I know we're hearing a lot about flu shots right now. We've had a lot of push. Health department has some of those available as well.
Yes, please, please, please still get your flu shot. I am very hopeful that because of these precautions that we're taking with social distancing and wearing a mask, that we will hopefully have a milder flu season, but of course it's still going to be out there and circulating, so please, please get your flu shot.
Tobias, do we have any numbers back from that community-wide testing event that UAMS held in conjunction with Baxter Regional last week?
Hey, Sonny, yeah, we actually do. We just received word yesterday that, so we tested 149 individuals out there last week. There was one positive, which is, you know, actually good news. You know, the previous testing event had about a 10% positivity rate, so this is significantly lower. They also administered 53 flu shots, and we are in the process of working with UAMS to try to figure out if we can get a regular calendar so that we can set expectations with the community on when they could come up and test. So we're working with them on that right now, and hopefully in the coming weeks we'll be able to share that information.
All right. Well, that's great news as well. Ron, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, you know, we've all been living with COVID for a long time now, since last March, and it's kind of hard to believe, but I think we're all finding that we have to go on with our lives. But as we go on with our lives, we do want to realize that COVID is out there. It finally has arrived in Baxter County, and in the whole North Central Arkansas area. And so we need to just, you know, make sure that we're being safe, following our precautions, make sure that we stay away from crowds, stay away from confined areas. We probably, if you think about it, I bet everybody knows somebody that's been affected one way or another by COVID. And so, again, we just want to practice those precautions, wearing a mask, washing our hands, keeping our hands away from our face, and, again, social distancing. So just want to remind everybody, we got to keep strong with that, and then we don't panic, and we go on with our lives.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Hope you guys have a great day.
Lenny, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Ron Peterson, President and CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center. Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist. And Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing.